USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is in South Florida ahead of his historic court appearance scheduled for Tuesday. In an interview with Radio Libre 790 in Miami, Trump called his federal indictment a sham.
There's never been anything like it. A witch hunt like this has never taken place. When you look at what they've done and when you look at the criminal acts and the horrible acts that they've committed, and then they come after me.
Trump faces 37 federal charges, including several under the Espionage Act, for allegedly hiding classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home after leaving office in 2021. Federal prosecutors say Trump put national defense and security information at risk. There could be some tapes about a whistleblower's claims into a Biden family bribery scheme.
The foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden allegedly has audio recordings of his conversation with them. 17 such recordings.
Republican Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, speaking on the floor of the Senate Monday, said the recordings were alluded to in an FBI document. President Biden has denied any wrongdoing. Federal student loan payments, which were paused during the pandemic, will resume in October.
The pause on those student loan payments began in March 2020, and the Biden administration had previously stated that it would end either 60 days after June 30th or 60 days after the Supreme Court's ruling on the student loan forgiveness program. The Department of Education then clarified that student loan interest will resume on September 1st, and payments will be due starting in October.
Correspondent John Schaefer, the Supreme Court's expected to rule in the use of affirmative action in college admissions any day now. A pair of cases allege the practice harms white and Asian students. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pennsylvania officials say a bridge on I-95 will need to be demolished after a tanker truck fire caused it to collapse Sunday. State transportation officials say the driver of the truck lost control while taking an exit ramp and crashed into a wall. The tanker was carrying 8,500 gallons of gas, which caught fire. Repairs could take months before one of the busiest stretches of highway in the Northeast can reopen. 6ABC reported a body had been found in the rubble of the bridge, but the transportation secretary declined to confirm any deaths. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is pushing for bipartisan legislation that would combat the nation's fentanyl crisis.
Gillibrand says the Fend Off Fentanyl Act would, in part, declare a national emergency and require President Biden to sanction members of criminal organizations that are trafficking the drug into the United States. New York City's special narcotic prosecutor, Bridget Brennan, says the bill gives prosecutors the tools they need to address sellers. New York City reported more than 2,600 overdoses in 2021, and 80% were connected to fentanyl. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The EPA has signed off on $300 million in funding for sewage projects along the border. The money will go toward expanding the South Bay wastewater treatment plant near San Ysidro, the new sewage treatment facility in Mexico, and repairs for sewage pipes in Tijuana. Monday marks 7 years since the deadly Pulse nightclub mass shooting in Florida. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.